Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely your host, Mike Salmon, and joining me for the show today, no Stephen Julian. He's just getting back from Boston, as he likes to say. It is Brandon Kiever. Hey there, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. We got a great show today. We got three wonderful guests.
I'm looking forward to it. Veronica, we've had on before, so I expect a handful today.
I expect a lot from Veronica, so we'll see if she can deliver.
Yeah, we'll put the test on her, just like the World Cup. We got to put a little bit of pressure on the pros.
Yeah, no pressure. Veronica Maldonado is with us. She's from the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection, Georgia Education Foundation. Also joining us is Renee Kitt. She's with ARC Temporary Staffing, and also joining us from PCOM, the Georgia campus of PCOM, the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. It is Isa Cannon. So a big welcome to all our guests. We're going to start with Veronica. And by the way, there's a little connection between Veronica and Renee, and we'll get into that in just a second. But Veronica, welcome back to the program. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me, Mike. And I have to say, I really guess I have to live up to this expectation you've set forth at the beginning of the program.
We set the bar really high.
I
have a feeling you'll exceed the bar, so we're not worried about that. Veronica, again, Georgia Mentor Protege Connection / Georgia Education Foundation. Tell us what that organization is all about.
Sure. The Georgia Mentor Protege Connection is a business development program in partnership with the state of Georgia and Georgia Tech's Enterprise Innovation Institute. And it's administered by the Georgia Education Foundation. So our sole purpose is to develop Georgia businesses, to increase their capacity and their capabilities in a 12-month one-on-one corporate mentoring framework. So what does that mean? We match them with major leading corporations, those that are either based in Georgia or have a significant presence, and help them develop business acumen, explore new technologies, or just enhance the overall business model, business plan to propel them for growth, long-term economic sustainability and growth.
Are there other programs out there like this, Veronica? And if so, how does this one differ?
Sure. So we're actually the first state-sponsored mentor protege program in the nation. It began under Governor Roy Barnes back in 2000. And there are other mentor protege programs. There are federal mentor protege programs. And since our program began almost 15 years ago, there have been other mentor protege programs, in other states, as well with the SBA. But ours is, differs in a couple of ways. Number one, the amount of resources that we bring to the table for those small businesses that are in the program, I really think is unparalleled. We are a hybrid of being somewhat of an incubator, an accelerator, mentoring component, and really focus on the tailored needs that each small business has. In addition, I think what also differs us a little bit is the fact that our focus is on building the leader of these small businesses. And when you're able to develop the president and CEO, so much more change can trickle down into the organization. And the vision is broadened and expanded on where it is that they want to take their enterprise. Do they want to sell their business? Do they want to be a lifestyle business? Do they want to become the next major corporation? You know, we really, really focus on the president and CEO, on their needs, and then how does that trickle into their overall business? And lastly, I'll say from the mentor side and the corporate side, we take great pride in also developing the individuals that are mentoring businesses. I mean, you're not just there to guide and support these businesses, but you're also going to reap benefits from your participation in our program. It's a really holistic view, and we've actually had some folks say that our program stirs the soul in many ways.
You sure you didn't make that up?
No, I promise.
Okay.
I couldn't have said that any better. I'll take that straight out from our mentor.
They got a saucy, spicy protege program for Georgia is what it sounds like. What the program's been around a while, Veronica. How many companies have come through and participated thus far?
Great question. We've graduated over 200 small businesses in our program. And the program began as an 18-month program, and it's now transitioned into a 12-month program. 2 years ago, an organization was created to house the Georgia Mentor Protege Program because it was established primarily at the state. Again, I mentioned we're still in partnership with the state, but the Georgia Education Foundation, it was birthed to host this great partnership that we have.
What does that partnership entail? How does that differ from some of the other programs?
That is a great question. It differs from other programs to my knowledge. I'd like to put that out there.
Okay.
In that, you know, we're working directly with the state of Georgia. We're working with the Georgia Tech Enterprise Innovation Institute that has that kind of educational component, with the Georgia Education Foundation, which is the GMSDC's educational arm. So all of the network that's brought in from those three sides really makes this program a powerhouse. In that we have access to pretty much anything that we need to help support the growth of our small businesses and garner more corporate support and state support to make sure that we're focused on job creation in the state, that we're focused on developing future suppliers for major corporations, and that we have the resources necessary to do that.
You've already told Brandon he's had two good questions. So, I mean, I hope I can come up with a great question. But for a company that would like to find out more and is interested, what are there some prerequisites and parameters that they have to meet for them to be a part of this program?
Absolutely. We are looking for high growth potential small businesses and in emerging firms and markets. You must be $1 million in annual revenue. Where our sweet spot is truly 1 to 30 million, at least be in business for 3 years, at least have 3 full-time employees and be registered with the Secretary of State. So those are our prerequisites. If you meet those, you know, feel free to apply. We do actually have a nominating route that we go through. So major corporations, economic development authorities, business organizations are able to nominate businesses for this program. In addition, our alumni, are also able to nominate for the next class that's going to start in 2015.
Talk about, and by the way, we're talking with Veronica Maldonado. She's with the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. Accountability. How do you oversee accountability for both the corporations and companies involved and the the proteges?
Accountability for us is really key, and I'll share with you why, Mike. Great question, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm on the board.
In order to make a program like this successful, you have to hold folks accountable to the goals that they set out at the onset of the program. And for us, we focus on 3 goals, whether it's operations and infrastructure, whether it's HR, employee staff development, whether it's marketing, whether it's finance, access to capital, whatever it may be, holding our proteges accountable to the goals that they set out at the beginning is key to making sure that during the 12 months, we are active and proactive on establishing milestones and achievements in order to reach those goals. What does that mean? That means that we have reports. That means we actually have oral reports at our events. So they get up in front of their entire class, comprised of corporations and the other small businesses, and they report out on the progress of their goals. I don't know how much more accountable you can be than getting in front of an audience and sharing where you're at with that. And the truth is that it also incentivizes some of the other folks to step up their game if they're lagging behind a little bit. In addition, our corporate mentors, they're really key to our success in the program, but we also understand the difference between mentoring a person and mentoring a business. So we're very focused on developing those corporate mentors and holding them accountable and making them understand that they're not impacting just a person's life. They're impacting potentially 30 to 500 employees and their families. So their time and commitment is paramount to the success of, yes, us as a program and the job creation and all of that, but really changing people's lives and changing our president and CEO's outlook on where they want to steward and take all these folks that have been entrusted to them throughout the program, throughout in their business, rather.
Veronica, I don't know how many names you can drop, but who are some of those corporate mentors?
Sure. So we've got the Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, UPS, Lockheed Martin, Accenture, the Home Depot, AT&T, Cox Enterprises, PNC Bank. Let's see. What's that? J.E. Dunn. We've got Johnson Controls. We've got Grady, see, look, I'm
getting
some help over here.
Would it be easier to say who you don't have?
Yeah, really? Wow.
The truth of the matter is that as many corporates as we have in the program is as many small businesses as we can help grow and support in 12 months. And so while that list may seem long, we are adamant in recruiting for more corporations based here in Georgia or with a significant presence. So we also have Turner Construction. And coming up in 2015, we are actively recruiting. We are bringing Ronstadt on board. We are bringing Jacobs Engineering on board, Centennial Contractors, Cleveland Electric, MARTA is on board.
MARTA's on board.
MARTA's on
no
board.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
I think Ferdinand Risco will be happy I mentioned that. That's for you, Ferdinand.
Veronica Maldonado with the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. You obviously have many, many, many success stories. You've mentioned hundreds of companies. Is there one story, one example that just kind of is one of your favorites that you can pass along to our audience where this program really exceeded maybe expectations?
That's a tough one, Mike.
I know you got lots of them.
Because I'll share with you the honest truth. Every single protege through our program has their own version of a success story. And I don't want to make light of any of the great advances that each one of them has made. There are some that have made significant strides. And if I can, I'll try to just mention one or two, if possible, maybe.
You got 15 seconds. Go
okay.
ahead.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
One of those... is VDART. He is an IT staffing company, started his business almost 4 years ago and has had a tremendous amount of growth and accolade within the last year. And we are literally to the year graduation of our last class. So we graduated our last class, January 18th, 2013. So a year later, you know, this gentleman came into the program saying, I need some development in my leadership capacity. And I'll share with you why. I'm going to grow my business. And I know that I need to position myself in a capacity where I can lead 200 plus employees. So for us, it was very important to make sure that we matched him with a corporation that knew leadership was key, and that was demonstrative. Is that a word? Demonstrative. Yes, it is.
So.
Okay, we'll use
time
that.
For Scrabble on Gwinnett Business Radio.
That demonstrates, you know, leadership in as their essence, and we were able to match him up with Delta. I'll share with you that during the program, he was, I think, number 45 on Atlanta's fastest growing private companies in Atlanta Pacesetters Award, and about a month ago, he went up to number 11. That's significant. Moreover, he has almost doubled in annual in his revenue. Created a significant amount of new jobs, and we'll say into hundreds. And another one that was a great story, is IT Logica Marcel Sarzin. Not to keep it in the tech world too much, but, you know, the technology that's really coming out and the innovation in these small businesses is very exciting to witness. And because of the program, he was able to identify that he needed to prune an area that wasn't as profitable anymore for him. So his mentor was able to steer him in a capacity that said, you know what? This area that's really lagging behind, we just need to go ahead and cut it. And having that reel-to-reel, heart-to-heart conversation with the president and CEO of someone, having someone like Accenture say to you, you know what, it's time to let that go, is a very real eye-opening opportunity for a lot of these CEOs that don't have that type of counsel to be real, raw, and honest with them. Because of that, he was able to close that portion of his business and open a whole new line. And he is now focused in chip technology, you know, the microchips. Is making great strides. We were able to connect him with the Georgia Center of Innovation in the ag side. And, you know, he's able to receive funding for some new projects that he's working on. And those are just two.
Those are two great stories because you put some names to it. So it's real.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. To your left is a lady, Renee Kitt, and she's with ARC Temporary Staffing. And there's a connection there. Talk about your connection with Renee.
Absolutely. I'm very excited that Renee is with us today. She's such a powerhouse, just in her own right, and a real privilege to have her in our program. You know, when we look for small businesses to participate, we're really looking for amazing leaders in the community and someone that can step out and kind of give back after their time period with us. And Renee has had a hunger for her business that's been evident for quite a while. And it's been exciting to see what's happened just with the, 9 months that we've been in the program. So, she is our protege in this current class, and we're looking forward to having her graduate with great success stories to tell in her own right. She's being mentored now by Cox Enterprises with Vanessa Lane, who is just a wonderful person as well. So maybe we'll have her share a little bit of what she's doing and what she's experienced in our program.
Well, Renee, in just a second, we're going to find out all about ARC Temporary Staffing. But before we talk more about your company, talk about your involvement with the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection.
I'm getting ready to graduate with the Mentor Protege Connection, but I am partnered with Vanessa. But the Mentor Protege Program doesn't only partner you with one person. They all take care of you while you're there. Coca-Cola keeps an eye on me. Lockheed Martin calls me. Clorox actually calls the people that are involved, the corporates that are involved with them, they actually take a look at your business. Your protege actually turns your program around. Cox took a look at me and said, oh my God.
Not what you want to hear at first, maybe.
Well,
kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Because they put me onto their media department. They rebranded me, gave me a new logo, redid all of my
collateral
materials, and I am now a trademark name with a Cox logo. So I sat down with their IT and their graphics, and they rebranded my whole company and said, this is what we want you to look like. They sent out a conservation team in WSB2 to my company, and they went over all of the conservative ways that I can be more cost conservative. They sent out their procurement team to take a look at how we were writing procurements on our RFPs and said, this is where you need help. So everyone at Cox has just given us opinions and said what we need to do to move to the next step. Last week, we just signed a contract with Cox to do Mannheim.
Woo-hoo!
All over
That's
the country.
That's new to me. That's fantastic.
I was going to tell you about that.
Breaking news on Business Radio X.
So we'll be doing theirs. Coca-Cola, somebody else who is in the program, Ingrid, who is a protege, and Therese.
A mentor, in
another program. I do Coca-Cola nationwide in 12 states and 136 locations of light industrial warehouse.
I've got to ask Veronica, because obviously that's very powerful. I mean, that's an incredible story right there. So if I'm a business leader, I'm a business owner right now, and I'm hearing all this, I'm thinking, wow, that is so valuable. This program, this mentoring program, it must cost a fortune. Are there costs? What are those costs?
Sure. There's a $100 application fee to apply for the program.
$100,000?
$100,000. And $500 for 12 months of amazing mentorship, of development from, as you heard it from Renee, several different corporations. They all take a personal approach to your business. They want to see you succeed. You go through so much, Mike, going through the process of getting into this program, that they know as a program, we've done our job in vetting the best of the best. So developing and helping out and extending their hand to the other proteges in the program is not uncommon.
That's the cost.
That's the cost. for today.
I say we need to talk about your pricing. I think you're underpricing because the value is incredible.
It is.
Obviously, you can't pay all your bills on that. How are you guys how do you get your financial support?
Sure, another great question, Mike. We are supported by the generosity of major corporations, and our title sponsors are the Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, Lockheed Martin, UPS. We've got diamond sponsors in PNC Bank, the Home Depot, Accenture.
I've heard of some
Delta,
of these companies.
Et cetera.
One or two.
Yes.
One or two.
Yes. So, we're always looking for new financial contributors to the program. And in fact, our job is to continue diversifying that revenue stream and seeking grants and whatnot. But right now, our major corporations are really helping us keep afloat. And in addition, as we see the great network we have with the alumni in the program, we're really focused on building our alumni network. 200 businesses is no small database of small businesses. So we're focused on developing curriculum and events that can enhance their growth after they complete our program. And so we are also encouraging our alumni to support and contribute back to what they were able to garner so much from during the 12 months and continue doing so today, because we are the biggest champions for all of our alumni. Everyone that we used for our program, vendors and et cetera, are all alumni. We stay in our network.
Great stuff, Veronica. For those that want to know more, find out more information, give us the website, any contact information you want to share.
Sure. So you can visit us at www.georgiaMPC.org. You can reach out to me via info@georgiaMPC.org. You can find us on Twitter at GA Mentor Protege, and follow us on Facebook at Georgia Mentor Protege Connection.
We set that bar high, Veronica, and you just crashed right through it.
Oh, I love it. I love it when I can deliver.
Great job. Thanks for joining us today. And we're going to talk to Renee now, and we'll keep your mic open if you want to chime in and with some more information. But again, our next guest is Renee Kitt. She's with ARC Temporary Staffing. And Renee, we've heard from you as far as your involvement with this protege program. But tell us about ARC Temporary Staffing and tell us more about your business.
ARC Temporary Staffing is actually headquartered here in Lawrenceville. We're right behind the courthouse. We're the vendor for Gwinnett County, for Coca-Cola, not for Cox. We do light industrial, call center, customer service, and admin. We've been around for 10 years. We're one woman owned. I met Veronica with GMSDC because I'm an MBE.
Minority Business Enterprise.
Yeah, a lot of acronyms there.
I was going to ask.
Good question. We're actually here in the Lawrenceville area, about 10 minutes from you, here in the – am I echoing?
You're fine.
Okay. We're actually here in Lawrenceville. We are going to open our second location in Charlotte, probably in the fall of this year. I graduate from the Georgia Mentor Protege Program, and I want to always go back to that and recommend any small business, if you want to grow your business, that is the way. We do light industrial customer service and call center, and we provide excellent customer service.
That's great. And we have you. I mean, great personality. I mean, it's all because any business, no matter what it is, it's always about people. And you're specifically in the people business. I mean, staffing. I do have to ask though, Renee, ARC Temporary Staffing, the name, where did the name come from?
ARC actually started in my back bedroom. I retired from insurance. I was an adjuster. And I was in my back bedroom thinking I would retire, open up a personnel, send a couple people out, and have a business so that my husband would leave me alone so I could stay at home.
At least she's honest.
When some clients that I worked with before decided that they wanted to work with someone that cared about their business, it blew up. And then I was interviewing at Starbucks. And then I rented an office that would hold a desk, a chair, and one person. And that was 10 years ago. I went back and bought that building 2 years ago around,
wow.
And it's 14
wow.
offices.
This
That's company,
gonna be us one day,
amazing.
Brandon.
That's the track we're on, Mike.
And then 10 years later, I'm now in 12 states of doing business with a major corporation. So I have been taking steps to grow the business. And then I look back, and that's why I'm in the mentor program, because now I need to manage the business. I need to let the business take care of itself. I need to go in another avenue of not just working 20 hours a day, actually running a business as a business owner, as a CEO. And I was lacking that. And that's the reason I go to different programs such as this, because they teach me to manage people, to manage just other businesses. They teach me about some of them is with just your spreadsheet, how to deal with banks. You think you have, you're making money, but if you don't know how to do a spreadsheet, the bank is like, seriously? And they, the classes that she offers teaches managing money, how to manage people, how to do business meetings in a different level. Because you think you know how to have a meeting until you get called by the vice president of Coca-Cola or Cox, and you go down there and you're like, whoa. And you go upstairs and you freeze. Well, Veronica does an elevator speech program that all of the corporates have to evaluate your elevator speech. That's so intimidating. I almost fainted.
And I have to say for the record, and just to have her here on radio, I think is a big deal, because
I'm very shy.
She is extremely shy, but she has so blossomed and flourished in this program. And what I love to see is the confidence that is being exuded because of not only the development, but we bring out those qualities in people that are there already, but just need that nurturing and need that confidence building of, you know what? You've got an amazing business. This is really all you need to do to tweak it to take it to the next level.
I was a worker. I was the person, the operations person. She's developing the CEO to be able to sign the big contracts, to move to the next step and the next step, because I can't run the whole business by myself. I used to, and now the business has outgrown me. Now I have a staff of 7. And then I learned they don't all want to work 20 hours a day, and I didn't understand why. So then I had to learn how to manage people and understand when they say their kid is sick. Oh, okay. You have to take off.
And Renee's alluding to, we did an annual retreat. It was a 2-day retreat. And the whole focus of this retreat was leading and transforming your company culture. As a CEO, do you know how you create, what
they
you,
think about you?
Yeah. What they think about you and the environment that you create, versus what environment do you want to have, and what do your employee base want as well? So we were able to analyze, we did an assessment, a 24-page assessment.
It was awful.
On the behaviors and personalities of the CEOs. And a lot of them were like, oh my goodness, is this me?
What they think about me.
And then they were able to go back and do the same thing with their employees. And because of that, we've had some amazing breakthroughs. When you have a team that's committed, which is what she does, is bring the right people to the table. When you have a team that's committed to your mission and your vision, because the CEO has it, their vision set for them and is articulating that, you can go anywhere from there. So that's what she was talking about, I think, with the leading and transforming your company culture.
Yes.
Renee, what was it like when you went into this program? You already had 10 years of success at ARC Temporary Staffing. You obviously had enough revenue to purchase the building you started out in. And now you're having people tell you that Cox comes in and, oh my God, look at your books. And they change your identity and you go through rebranding. And now they're talking about changing the atmosphere, the culture in the office. What was that like emotionally as the CEO? And how have you changed in the last 9 months?
It was like driving a Ford and someone showed you a Mercedes.
Car reference.
I like that. But that says a lot about you, because you had to be willing to change and say, you know what, not say, a lot of people think they know it all. And you were smart enough to realize,
I don't know it all, and I want to improve, and I want to have a business that is a good culture for employees and grow in a way that our customers – when you have good employees and you have a good business, your customers are happy, your employees are happy, your business is growing, it just works. And sometimes for women, we can't get across the way we – sometimes it comes out in frustration, and it's the same thing that someone else is trying to say. So we have to learn how to do it in a different way and get the same point across. And that was some of the things that I was lacking. So I needed someone who I would listen to point these out to me, to correct them, to go on another path, to become a better company, to become a better manager, to become a better business owner. So all of these things that I think I pretty much had intact, but they're all refining themselves now. So I think it's a great when it, even though you're the CEO, doesn't mean you know everything. People around you know a lot more sometimes. But if you're a CEO who can't listen to anybody, you cannot grow. You cannot grow. You've got to be able to listen to new, fresh ideas. When I hire college kids for the summer for my intern program, they said, you're not on Twitter. And I said, what? And they told me another one that was out. You have to listen to new, to innovation, to grow, to get your business out there and to be the best at what you're, because I do plan on being in every city. I do plan on being a franchise. There probably should be about 2,600 of me within the next 10 years. So the next time I'll come back and I'll tell you all the new locations.
You're gonna have a little more weight because Brandon and I are gonna be grabbing your coattails.
Absolutely,
we want to go along for that journey. That's for sure. Renee Kidd is talking with us. She's with ARC Temporary Staffing, and Renee, just wonderful stuff. I love your story. I've got to tell you that. And I, you know, just getting to know you. I mean, I'm rooting for you. I mean, I want you to grow and succeed. But let me tell you something that's maybe not a secret. There's a lot of staffing services out there. There's one on every corner. What has made you different? What has made you so successful?
My slogan was the people person company, because I came from insurance and then I left insurance and went to insurance staffing. I realized that calling someone and leaving a message and then saying you've got the wrong location and then sending it to that office and, you know, the whole gamut with calling corporate sometimes can be a little aggravating. In light industrial, it goes very fast. You need 10 forklift drivers tomorrow. I thought if I provide customer service the old-fashioned way, answer the phone, take the order, and fill the order. People actually love that. Corporate America loves that. If you've called a corporate company, I'm not going to say any names because it might be something I have a contract with, and you passed around, push two, push four, whatever, we fill the order. We guarantee that we'll get back to you within an hour.
Wow.
We can't fill your order in an hour, but you will get a call back from somebody in my office within an hour between the hours of 9 to 5.
I'll talk to a live person.
Call my office right now and you can see.
Can you talk to my cable company?
That was a company that was on my mind and I didn't want to say it because they're one of Veronica's sponsors.
There's a lot of cable.
Forget calling a company. I've got family members I call that won't call me back in a week, let alone an hour. Come on.
Well, that's another story, Brandon.
Mike, can I add to what also makes Renee's business so fantastic?
Yes.
Is because she cares about what she does. And we always talk about everyone can do this job. There are certain people that have a passion and a mission to a certain cause. And Renee exudes that in everything that she does. And I think that that's a key component to her success. Apart from the great customer service, it's the passion that I think trickles down to your entire staff. And so I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Great stuff. And by the way, Renee, we're going to have a tough time getting Veronica out the door because her head is going to swell so large with all the nice things that have been told about her today. I don't think she'll be able to get outside the building.
She's a great program. I highly recommend anyone in business, even if you've been around 10, 20 years, I highly recommend if meeting the corporates is a plus. But Veronica is very, she cracks a whip. If she gives you a homework assignment, she follows up. So if you're supposed to do something that's good for your business, she's going to follow up. She's going to make sure if you're supposed to be down at Cox at a meeting, she's going to call you. Did you go down there? Did you do it? And so, you know, she's going to call you. So you just do it. And the corporates do the same.
Veronica, are you kicking her under the table or something?
I really am not.
She is.
I tell them I'm keeping you accountable for you, not necessarily for me, but because I'm passionate about you and your success, this is what I'm going to do. So, I come from 30 years of, my family, small business. I understand what they go through on a daily basis. So it's just keeping them accountable. 12 months is necessary to implement change. And if all I have to do is keep them accountable, then that's not that bad.
See, Brandon, Veronica and I are talking about maybe working together. You see why?
I see why. Impressive. She's going to crack the whip on you. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I need.
We'll talk about that off mic.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Yeah, let's not take this the wrong way now. let's start with Renee. Great stuff. Great story. Wonderful to meet you. I loved hearing everything about ARC temporary staffing. Give us the website, any contact information you'd like to share for our listeners.
www.arctempstaffing.com. We take walk-ins between 9 and 12. We have a ton of jobs. Please come and see us if you're looking for a job. We are looking for warehouse, light industrial, call center, and customer service, especially warehouse. I like to reach out to also the Latino community. Please come. We are running ads everywhere. We have tons of jobs. 221 Scenic Highway, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. Call our office. Come in between 9 and 12. We have a recruiter standing by to interview you.
All right, 221 Scenic Highway. You take walk-ins, as you said, mm-hmm. and it's arctemporarystaffing.com, and the ARC is A-R-K. And give the phone number one more time.
770-962-5099.
Renee, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Renee Kitt with ARC Temporary Staffing here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And joining us now on the program from the Georgia campus of PCOM, the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. I can't believe I actually got it right again.
It is
Isa Cannon. She's a recruiter for the school. Isa, good morning.
Good morning. Is it my turn to deliver?
I'll tell you what. You got a tough act to follow. I didn't realize they were going to be so wonderful. PCOM, I mean, if you're around Gwinnett County, you probably have seen the logo. You've seen the signs. Mm-hmm. What is PCOM?
So basically, once again, the name is Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. It's a medical school. We have two campuses. The main campus is in Philadelphia, and then, of course, the campus here in Georgia. The campus started out in Georgia in 2005, and the main purpose was to fulfill the shortage of physicians in the Southeast region. There are two types of physicians. There are DOs and there are MDs. Both of them go through 4 years of medical school, but for the listeners that do not know what a DO is, DOs...
Listeners, how about the hosts that
don't
know?
For everyone that does not know what DOs are doctors of osteopathy medicine. When you go into a medical facility, a lot of times you don't know if you're seeing a DO or an MD because they are similar. The biggest difference is their philosophy and the way they think about the body. DOs tend to view the body holistically, and they tend to look at the body as a whole. So everything in your body has to do with every other part of your body. There's no separation. So that's the biggest difference between a DO and an MD.
Osteopathic. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the term? What does that term kind of mean?
So osteopathic, like I said, is the philosophy and the way you think about the body. So let's say, for instance, you go into a hospital setting, a clinical setting, and you're having a migraine. They are not going to look at that migraine as separate from, let's say, if you're having a foot issue. All of it is interconnected. So they look at the body as interconnected. They can do the same thing as an MD, administer medication, go through 4 years of medical school, practice any facet of medicine. It's just the way they view the body.
Is there friction between MDs and
DOs?
Thank you. I almost said ODs.
There is...
We don't want ODs.
Let me tell you now. Now the cliche is not as bad as it used to be. Now students as well as patients are starting to realize there's no fundamental difference. And so now they're starting to go to see DOs as well as MDs. And like I said, typically if you go to a doctor's office, you really don't know if you're seeing a DO or an MD unless you look on the white coat and you see DO behind the name and you just happen to ask, what is a DO? So it's now starting to lessening. The gap is starting to lessening between the two. And if you're in the medical realm and you're starting to do your research, you will realize that there are more osteopathic schools that are popping up. So, now students are starting to apply to both MD and DOs because they realize they can do the same thing.
Isa, where is your Georgia campus located?
So Georgia campus is located in Sewanee, 625 Old Peachtree Road, which is about 27 miles outside of the city of Atlanta.
Isa, my question is, there are a couple different tracks that students can go through mm-hmm. at the school, correct?
Yes.
What areas of focus can they choose?
Okay, so at the Georgia campus, currently we have four programs. We have a Doctor of Pharmacy, PharmD. We have a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine. We have a Master's of Biomedical Sciences program, and we have a Master's of Organizational Development Leadership program. In the future, we will be bringing on a PA program for students that are interested in that route. Now, Philadelphia has more programs. They actually have the Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine. They have Masters of Biomedical Sciences program, the Masters of Organizational Development Leadership program. They have several psychology programs, and they have a forensic medicine program as well.
I hope this is not a dumb question, because I usually do ask a lot of dumb questions during a show, so this might be the first one. But is there the typical student? Are they younger? Are they people that maybe had a degree in medicine and something else, and they want to try this? I mean, can you characterize maybe the students that are on your campus?
We have.
Or is it quite just a range?
It's a range. We have the non-traditional students that have had careers and they're deciding, okay, I want to go into medicine because that was originally my passion. We have students that are coming right out of college. Like with pharmacy is a rare breed because some students don't have, in pharmacy, you don't have to have a degree. So you can complete your 2-year prerequisite program or your classes, and then you can apply into the pharmacy program. So we have a range of students. It just kind of depends on, where they are as far as interest wise and also where they decide to go in their career at the point that they are.
How many students on campus right now?
So currently we have 473 DO students. We accept 135 a year. We have 365 pharmacy students. We accept 105 a year. And we have 116 Masters of Biomedical Sciences program, and we accept 70 of those students a year. And classes start in August.
Obviously, when folks are thinking of going to school, going to college, finances play a part. Is there financial aid if you want to go to PCOM?
Yes, there is financial aid available. And what we tell students all the time, it doesn't matter what school you're applying.
You're rolling your eyes.
Because it has to be emphasized. We tell students, no matter what school you are applying into, you have to complete your FAFSA, which is F-A-F-S-A, online before you can get any specific information regarding your situation from financial aid. So we do have it available on our campus, but make sure when you are applying to any school, you complete that federal website page and input the school code. And that way, whenever you are trying to get accepted into, let's say, our school, or you've been accepted, whenever you do talk to financial aid, they could talk more specific to your situation as opposed to give you general answers.
Well, I can confirm that FAFSA, because my daughter's applying at a school right now. We just went through that whole process.
Right. It's very, 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 very important.
That was like five varies in there.
Five.
I guess it's important.
I would guess, and I have a number for you, Mike. Nearly 1,000 students, 954. I did the math on those numbers ISA just rolled out. So that's a pretty good size practice or size school. School body, student body, in terms of the kind of curriculum focus that you guys have. So compare the Atlanta campus to the Philadelphia campus. How many students do you suspect are there?
So Philadelphia is going to have double that because it is a bigger campus and it has been around longer. Philadelphia has been around since the 1800s. And of course, our campus started in 2005, like I said, to fulfill the shortage in the Southeast region. So it's a bigger campus. The curriculum is going to be similar with the programs that both of the campuses have. So the biggest difference is the size difference. And also Philadelphia at one point did have a hospital. So they were a training school as well when it came to medical school. So they have a lot of faculty members that were original graduates of that campus. So if you talk to someone that is a DO and they said they graduated from PCOM, they probably graduated from the main campus in Philadelphia.
I was at a Gwinnett Chamber event just last week and met the campus director. And it looks like a change of leadership going on right now at PCOM. I mean, there were some people there, and I think, don't you have a new president or something coming in?
We do actually. Dr. Shore has retired, and Dr. Feldstein is our new president. So we're really excited about that, just to see what changes are going to come about. So that was probably what that was.
Some very impressive people that I got to meet, and the new leadership's very impressive as well. Talk about the teachers and the professors, the ones that are teaching the students.
So we have various types of professors, of course, when it comes to the degrees. We have the PhDs, and of course, we actually have the DOs and MDs. We have adjunct professors that teach part-time. maybe the clinical side. They may actually have a practice and they just come in to teach at PCOM. And then, like I said, we have the faculty members that are PhDs. So they teach more of the research side of things. And then we actually have the DOs and the MDs, like I said.
We're talking with Isa Cannon. She's with the Georgia campus of PCOM, the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. And you're a recruiter.
Yes.
Isa, so tell us about your job. What does your job entail?
Okay, so right now it's a little...
Big smile comes to her face. That's good. You enjoy your job.
I do enjoy what I do. So as far as recruiting, there's peak season. So during August and the beginning of December, I'm traveling all over the Southeast United States to include Texas and California to go and present to various colleges and universities and also go to different grad fairs. And then also between January and April, I'm doing the same thing as well. In addition, I also manage the Masters of Biomedical Sciences applications. So I have various roles. So sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but because I love what I do, to me, I enjoy it. It's fun. I don't mind. One thing I tell people, I don't mind waking up in the morning to go to work. That's always a plus.
So you're putting in those 20-hour days like Renee is.
Yes. 20, 20, 20.
And loving every second of it.
Yes, I enjoy it.
For students that want to apply, how do they go about that?
So for the Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, there is a database, a centralized database, and it's known as a COMAS. So in order for a student that's interested in medical school to apply, they have to go through that centralized database. It actually opened up in May. And they can start submitting now. With PharmaCy, they have to actually go through a centralized database known as PharmCast. So with any professional types of programs, there are centralized databases that the students need to go through in order to apply to get into the program. For the Masters of Biomedical Sciences program, the students can just go online and apply directly through the website. So, and they can, you know, if they have any questions, of course, before I leave, I'll give my contact information so I can kind of guide them step by step. So it won't be overwhelming to them.
What happens if we don't allow you to give your contact information?
Then I'm quite sure.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Mike's in rare form today. Wow.
I know, right?
I like to keep everybody on
rare
edge.
Form.
Before we do let you go, and I will get you your contact information, mm-hmm. I promise, Isa. Any upcoming events for PCOM that you want to share?
We do. We actually have information sessions coming up June 23rd, which is this Monday, and July 7th and August 4th from 10 a.m. to noon. And Trina Gologan is our assistant director of admissions, and she and Simone Pitts, who oversees the PharmaCy program, will actually be at the NAAHP in San Francisco. So if there are any listeners that are in the California area and they will be out there, that will be a great opportunity to actually go to that event and visit our table so that you can get more information.
All right, great stuff. For people that do want to reach out to you, want to find out more, how can they do so?
So you can actually visit our website, and our website is www.pcom.edu. It's not the whole word spelled out,
which is
great. And then you can also email me directly at my name, which is Isa, A-I-S-E-C-A, at pcom.edu. And the telephone number is 678-225-7500.
Isa, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Especially last notice, last second, because you were actually filling in for Trina, who could not make it today.
I know. Did I deliver?
You delivered.
Thank you.
If we got to have Trina come on, and she may not be able to live up to the expectations now. Great job, Isa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Isa Cannon with the Georgia campus of PCOM. Big thank you to her. Also, a big thank you to Renee Kitt with ARC Temporary Staffing. And, of course, my new friend, Veronica Maldonado. Veronica is with the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. Great job and good stuff. Great stories today. Great guests, Brandon. You, Stephen picked a bad show to miss.
He did. And I think the theme of the day, love what you do. You can hear it with all three guests.
I love the fact that everybody smiled when they do, you know, when they're talking about it. It's great stuff.
It's because I was the co-host. Come on, be honest, Mike.
We're going to have to make some changes around here. We're going to have a discussion with Stephen.
Oh, yeah. Off the mic.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, a reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. So if you work those 20-hour days at 3 in the morning, if you just need something to help you fall asleep, tune into some of our programs. Not this one.
One of the ones that Steven's on.
One of the Steven programs.
Right.
Put you out like that. Also be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. Facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. For Brandon Keever.
Hi.
Just say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Usually that's where Steven will say something funny.
I know, but I like...
At least in his mind, he thinks it's
funny. The actor in me loves that pregnant pause. So, you know, I had to go there. But yeah, goodbye, everybody. Good show.
Thank you, Brandon. Great job. We appreciate you filling in for Brandon, for Steven, for Trey here, who's running the board. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.